The incoming Czech government, headed by Petr Fiala of the Civic Democrats, has pledged to be more pro-Western than its immediate predecessor. But will it really follow a Havel-like human rights agenda? And what will its installation mean for the Visegrad 4? Well, Ian Willoughby discussed these issues with Zdeněk Beránek, the director of the think tank Europeum.
It's going to be generally a rather mainstream, pro-Western, pro-European foreign policy that will ostensibly be based on values and norms. And hopefully it will be quite coherent and strategic. That's what's been proclaimed. And there are signs that this might actually go beyond proclamations, that such a foreign policy might actually be implemented, of course, with the caveat that implementing a foreign policy is always very, very difficult. So in reality, you might see a bumper ride, but I mean, the government, I'm pretty confident, will genuinely try.
There have been some claims that the new government could follow a Havel-like foreign policy. Do you think that's likely? Is it even possible in today's world?
I think it's good to use Havel as a benchmark. And I think in practical terms, we will see a focus on human rights and democratic values. But of course, the overall context is very different. So it will be implemented in very, very different paradigm.
And what does this change of government mean for the Visegrad partnership? Of course, the outgoing Prime Minister Andrej Babiš put a lot of emphasis on that.
If you look at the coalition agreement, the V4 is mentioned there, and I'm quite confident, given the popularity of the format, given its relevance at multiple levels, the cooperation will continue. But there's a big but. It will be less automatic, I hope at least, but I'm quite sure that the government or those that will be responsible for the foreign policy will always ask, what is there for the Czech Republic? Does it fit our national interest? Does it fit our value-based foreign policy? So, for instance, I can imagine when the new prime minister is being invited to a summit together with Milorad Dodik, he will at least think whether this is a good idea and will not go automatically just because the invitation has been issued by Viktor Orban.
And how should we view the fact that the government made clear, even before they signed any kind of agreement, that they wouldn't adopt the euro during their four-year term?
That's a very good question. And apparently, that's one question where the coalition wasn't able to find a common ground. So this wording, which you've just quoted, it's a very elegant way out, whereas they proclaim that they will carry on with the process of adopting euro. For instance, according to the agreement, the companies will be able to use euro in their internal accounting, but they proclaim that in the next 4 years, it's not realistic to adopt euro, which is basically true.
And how do you think the change of government here will be seen in Brussels? Will they welcome the fact that the often quite Eurosceptic Andrej Babiš is going to be gone soon?
Frankly, I don't know, because I think Babiš was very vocal when it came to his Euroscepticism. But in reality, he remained within the mainstream when he was in Brussels. So I think he wasn't such a tricky partner as he actually tried to portray himself here at home. Mr. Fiala, I'm quite sure, will be, and other cabinet members, will use different rhetoric. And at least at the beginning, will try to find consensus, will be actually definitely behaving as more constructive partners in Brussels. So it might be good news for some in Brussels. On the other hand, some positions of the country will simply not change when it comes to migration. I don't really expect a major shift in this country's policy. The same when it comes to decarbonization legislation. Again, they will work probably differently. They will try to find compromise. But the issues this country is facing when it comes to these proposals, they are simply there. So we have to take them into consideration. We will not become a green superpower overnight.